Negativity has surrounded us and engulfed us. Everywhere we look, there's bad news. It's news about crime. It's news about murder. It's news about the pandemic. Every time I pick up my phone, my heart skips a beat. What bad news am I going to receive now? Who's taken a bad turn? Who has passed on? Who's sick now? All of this definitely has an impact upon us. We eventually reach the point where negativity overwhelms us. We see everything in the lens of negativity, helplessness, and hopelessness. And that is bad for us because our outlook and our attitude with which we view the world has an impact on our happiness and our well-being. We all have internal monologues that develop within us from an early childhood. And these are the thoughts that pass through our minds. What should I wear today? Is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? From the mundane things to serious things about health, finance, and safety. I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet in the end of this month, or these Eskom outages are killing me. And sometimes we can't sleep at night because the thoughts continue to trouble us. A new study suggests that we have 6,200 thoughts every day on average. That is 258 thoughts in an hour and 4.3 thoughts every minute. And 95% of all this occurs on an unconscious level. If our thoughts are negative, we become a negative person. If we have positive thoughts, we become a positive person. So if we can change our thoughts, we can change our world. In a hadith, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ana inda dhanni abdi bi." I treat my servant according to his or her expectations from me. If you have good thoughts, Allah will treat you in a good way. If you have bad thoughts about Allah, then Allah will treat you accordingly. There's a hadith which says, "Akbar al-kaba'ir su' dhanni billahi azza wa jal." The greatest sin is to have bad thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My sins are so much, and I'm such a bad person that Almighty Allah will not forgive me. That is attributing a lie to Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah, inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwa al-ghafur rahim." O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair in the mercy of Allah, for indeed Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. He is forgiving and He will forgive you if you continue to make tawbah and turn to Him and ask for forgiveness in the correct manner. So the question then is that when should we have good expectations about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I will briefly share with you three instances. The first is when we make dua. Nabi Sassam said, "Ud'u Allah wa anta muqinuna bil ijaba." When you make dua, then be convinced that Allah Rabbul Izzah will accept your dua. Have conviction. The opposite of conviction is doubt. I don't know if my dua will be accepted. I'm such a bad person. When you ask of Allah, ask with a positive mind that my du'as will be accepted. The second instance when we need to have positive thoughts about Allah is when we are going through difficulty. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Afdhalul ibada intidharul faraj." One of the greatest acts of worship is to wait for relief from Almighty Allah. So when there's difficulty, Allah will bring ease after difficulty. Inna ma'al usri yusra. After difficulty or with the difficulty, you will find ease. So whenever you're experiencing any difficulty, have positive thoughts that my Allah will certainly remove this and bring better times. The third instance when we need to have good thoughts about Allah is when you are leaving this world. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "La yamutanna ahadukum illa wa huwa yuhsinu dhanna billahi azza wa jal." That none of you should leave this world, none of you should die except with good expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar was seen in a dream after he passed away, and he was asked, "What did you present to Almighty Allah? How did you fare?" And he said, "I came with many sins. My good expectations of Allah wiped it all out." So someone very aptly said that, "Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny."